Disney teased its upcoming movies and television series, including Moana 2 Inches, in a rousing showcase featuring sneak peeks, live performances, and surprise appearances from actors including Dwayne Johnson, Zoe Saldana, and Jude Law. Fans at Disney's D23 convention welcomed CEO Bob Iger with a standing ovation Friday at the top of the showcase. "The world needs to be entertained, maybe even more so now than ever before, and we take that responsibility seriously," he said before presentations teased new movies in the Avatar, Toy Story, and Incredibles franchises. In the evening's first surprise, Ali Carvalho and Dwayne Johnson of Moana jolted the crowd of over 15,000 at the Honda Center with a performance of a song featuring drummers and dancers in costumes styled after the beloved animated movie. The actors are reprising their roles as Moana and Maui, respectively, in Moana 2, which is set to hit theaters November 27. Before showing an extended sneak peek of the film, Johnson said that working on the films has been special to him, noting that his daughters, who are 6 and 8 years old, were in the crowd. Disney subsequently released the film's first full-length trailer online. The footage introduces characters new. Moana now has a little sister, and familiar, like her pet pig Pua and the Kakamura, a band of dart-blowing coconut-clad pirates. Johnson also announced that he'd be continuing his long-running work on Disney projects to create a Monster Jam live-action movie. The studio did not announce any updates to Johnson's other Disney project, the live-action Moana, that is in development. Star Wars updates: Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni teased the May 2026 Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu, which they said only started filming recently. Favreau said he felt compelled to put something together for the showcase and showed a brief clip featuring the title characters, as he put it, on a whole new journey. Law spoke about Star Wars Skeleton Crew, announcing it will be coming to Disney Plus on December 3rd. "I fell in love with Star Wars when I was a 10-year-old boy," Law said before sharing footage from the show, which has been billed as a coming-of-age tale. Updates on Avatar, Frozen, and Pixar sequels: Pixar Animation Chief Creative Officer Pete Docter announced the studio is developing a third, The Incredibles, movie, with Brad Bird returning as director. Toy Story 5 Inches director Andrew Stanton said it'll be toys versus tech in the summer 2026 film featuring Woody, Buzz, and the rest of the crew. Jennifer Lee, the chief creative officer of Walt Disney Animation Studios, shared concept art from Frozen 3 that features Anna, Elsa, and Olaf looking onto the horizon with an ominous creature lurking close behind them. The film will arrive in 2027. Director James Cameron and actors Zoe Saldana and Sam Worthington reunited on stage to announce the official title of the third Avatar movie, Avatar: Fire and Ash. "The new film is not what you expect, but it's definitely what you want," said Cameron, who will be bestowed Disney Legends status in a ceremony to close out D23 on Sunday. Fans got a look at Zootopia 2, coming to theaters November 2025. The film's star Jennifer Goodwin also announced Ke Huy Quan will be joining the cast as a Snake. Fresh off Comic-Con, Marvel teases more following the blitz of announcements from Marvel at Comic-Con International. The studio's president Kevin Feige came out after a welcome video from Ryan Reynolds, who thanked the crowd for supporting his box office record-breaking Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan Coogler, the director of the Black Panther movies, joined Feige to discuss Ironheart, starring Dominique Thorne and Anthony Ramos. The cast introduced a first look at the series that follows Thorne's character, Riri Williams, who was first introduced in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Feige also spoke about Marvel's first family, the Fantastic Four. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Aben Moss-Bachrach said hello to the audience in a short video clip in their costumes from the set in the UK, where filming began late last month. Fans also got a glimpse of the first look at Daredevil: Born Again, set to start streaming on Disney Plus in March. Feige said the new series will channel the essence of the Netflix original, with Charlie Cox reprising his role as Matt Murdock, but will also set the characters on a new path. A second season is in the works. Big musical moments. Music will be a key part of Mufasa: The Lion King, the upcoming prequel to the 2019 photorealistic film, a remake of the 1994 animated classic. Director Barry Jenkins and Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created original music for the new movie, introduced a clip featuring a new song, I Always Wanted a Brother, which depicts the early relationship between Mufasa and Scar. Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot took to the stage to promote their live-action, Snow White, movie, which is scheduled for March 2025. Zegler plays the original Disney princess and Wonder Woman, Gadot plays the evil queen. The film will feature new songs from duo Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, known for La La Land, and Dear Evan Hansen. Jared Leto and Jeff Bridges took to the stage to promote Tron: Ares, which will be scored by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's Nine Inch Nails. Catherine Hahn performed a new song from her upcoming Marvel series, Agatha All Along, another earworm for fans of the 2021 WandaVision musical number. She praised the songwriters Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, who wrote the hit song from WandaVision, that the series is named after, and previously penned hits from Frozen and Coco. Freaky Friday returns. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan announced the official title for the highly anticipated Freaky Friday sequel, Freakier Friday. Curtis, who will be honored as a Disney legend on Sunday, said she felt like no time had passed since they filmed the 2003 movie as they shared the first images from the new film. Pixar talks its new stories, series. Doctor also announced an original Pixar film, Hoppers, starring Bobby Moynihan and Jon Hamm, and shared exclusive looks at upcoming film, Elio. The young star of Elio, Jonas Kibreeb, brought Saldana back on stage and announced her as a lead character, joining America Ferrera and Jamila Jamil in the cast. The movie will hit theaters in June 2025. Pixar will also have two new series hitting Disney Plus in a first for the studio. Following the record-breaking success of Inside Out 2, the studio is creating Dream Productions, a show set in between Inside Out and Inside Out 2, that will start streaming on Disney Plus in 2025. Win or Lose, the first Pixar long-form series, will hit Disney Plus December 6.